Chapter 9. Famous. The next morning, the story of the earrings was in all the newspapers. Guitarist helps police find valuable earrings. Tanya and Dan sat in the hotel dining room and had breakfast together. Dan was reading the newspaper.
"What a story," he said. "Somebody stole Queen Sitra of Egypt's earrings from a museum in Cairo 5 years ago. That man Damien bought them illegally on the black market. He buys and sells stolen antiquities. The police are very happy that they caught him."
Sam Sinclair came in and went to their table.
"That was a fantastic piece of publicity," he said happily. "Your face is on the front page of every newspaper, and all the newspapers and magazines want to interview you now."
Dan looked at Tanya, and they both laughed.
"And the good news is," Sam continued, "that Mark Daniels phoned me this morning. Starlight are going to appear on his TV show, Live with Mark, tomorrow night."
Later that day, the band went back to London, and the next evening, they went to the TV studio to do the show. Before the show, Bianca and Tanya went to a cafe together and talked.
"Dan's marvellous, isn't he?" said Bianca.
"Yes, he's very nice," said Tanya. She didn't want to talk to Bianca about her feelings for Dan.
"You spend a lot of time with him," said Bianca. "Has he got a girlfriend?"
"I don't know," answered Tanya. "Why are you asking?"
"You fancy him, don't you?" asked Bianca.
"No, I don't," said Tanya quickly, and her face became red.
"You do," said Bianca triumphantly. "But what are you going to do? You can't go out with him."
"What do you mean? Why not?" asked Tanya.
"Well, you won't be in the same city," answered Bianca. "You'll be at home here in London, and he'll be on tour with me and the band."
Tanya was angry. It's not fair, she thought. She's the lead singer in the band, and she's going to go on tour with Dan. She's so lucky. Then before she could stop herself, she said,
"Well, you won't be in the band for a long time."
"What do you mean?"
asked Bianca, surprised.
"Sam only chose you because of what your father did," answered Tanya.
"I don't understand," said Bianca, confused.
"What did my father do?"
"Your father's blackmailing Lara," explained Tanya. "That's why Sam chose you as the singer for the band."
"I don't believe you. It's not true," said Bianca.
"Yes, it is," insisted Tanya. "Dan and I heard your father speaking to Lara at the furniture factory on the day of the audition. Lara has got a secret, and your father knows her secret. He's prepared to tell it to the newspapers. Lara made Sam choose you for the band."
"That's not true," said Bianca. "My father wasn't at the furniture factory that day. He was at work."
At that moment, Dan appeared at their table and heard what Bianca said.
"No, he wasn't. He was at the furniture factory. I saw him too," said Dan.
"I'm sorry, Bianca."
Bianca started to cry.
"Why did I tell Bianca?" Tanya thought, horrified. "I'm so sorry, Bianca," she said. "I didn't mean to tell you. I didn't mean to hurt you. I was just jealous."
"This is terrible," said Bianca, shocked. "Sam didn't want me in the band. He wanted you."
"Bianca, we don't know that," said Tanya.
"I heard you sing at the castle that night when I was late for rehearsal," Bianca said. "You've got a fantastic voice, and you're a much better singer than I am. Tanya, I can't sing on the TV show now. You have to sing on the show instead of me. Please."
"I can't," said Tanya. "Not now. It's too late."
"Well, one of you has to sing tonight," said Dan. "We have to be on stage in an hour. Make a decision quickly, or this show will be a disaster, and the band will be finished. I'm going to get ready now."
Dan left the cafe, and Tanya and Bianca went to the dressing room. Bianca thought about the day of the audition.
"Why is my father blackmailing Lara?" she thought. "He doesn't know her.
I'll have to talk to him after the show.